The Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women is an international treaty adopted in 1979 by the United Nations General Assembly. Earlier this month, the founder and executive director of the human rights organization World Without Genocide was on the UMD campus to talk about eliminating discrimination against women locally and globally. This is Dr. Ellen Kennedy.
Minnesota Nice, the state and this city have a great deal of opportunity to make change. And notice what I'm saying. We can make change. And I want to encourage us to make change by talking about CEDAW, for giving us a framework for what that change is. CEDAW was originally passed by the United Nations, and CEDAW has several core principles. First is that women should have substantive equality with men. You know, that seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it? And yet that's not enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Second, that there should be non-discrimination in every facet of a woman's life. And third, the state obligation. In the international sphere, we use the word state to mean country. When I say state, I'm not referring directly here to Minnesota. I'm referring to the obligation of the United States or any other nation that is on board with CEDAW. So these are the core principles. CEDAW is comprised of six parts, 30 short little articles. Part one gives an overview. And it says women have to have equality in these spheres, political, social, economic, and cultural. Again, it seems to me as a woman that this should be so obvious. Second, women should have equality in the political and the public sphere. And this means the right to vote, the right to participate in government, and the right to acquire, to change, or to retain nationality. Today, there are 10 million people on the planet who have no citizenship. The majority of those people are women. And when somebody has no citizenship, what don't they get? Civil rights and any human right. They are denied everything. Part three out of six, equality in education, employment, health. And part three emphasizes special issues and needs for rural women who often have less access to important services. Part four says equality in civil matters, the right to sign a contract, the right of residents to say, I want to rent an apartment, the right to enter or dissolve a marriage, the right to freely choose a spouse, not to have that spouse chosen for a woman, and not to have a spouse chosen whom that woman would not have selected. Parts 5 and 6 are kind of bureaucratic. Part 5 sets up a UN review committee, and it says every 4 years, all of the nations or states, as I've explained, have to submit an update, have to submit a report to the United Nations. And in that report, they have to go over what, if any, efforts they've made to end discrimination against women and to advance equality and parity. I refer to it sometimes as a public naming and shaming for those countries that are not moving forward the way perhaps they could. And then part six is the process for ratifying through the United Nations mechanism. What this gives us an opportunity to see is essentially a report card. There are six countries on the planet: Sudan, Somalia, Iran, Palau and Tonga, which are little bitty island nations in the South Pacific, and the United States. And what I want to say is that I'm encouraging and supporting efforts to have the United States someday ratify CEDAW, for this women's rights are human rights, and human rights are women's rights.
That was Dr. Ellen Kennedy. She's the founder and executive director of the human rights organization World Without Genocide. She was recently on the UMD campus to talk about CEDAW, the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women.